Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm Mace. Big. Hand this that up down shit.
What is up, everybody? It is New Music Monday. A lot of you guys did not have to work today. Hoorah. Happy Labor Day to everybody. Going to touch on a couple things today. Number one would be, I guess there's two of them. I already listed one of them, which was, when you break up with someone, do you break up with their friends too? Kind of an interesting subject to talk about. I had a couple people ask me that question, so figured why not. But the main one that I know that we do want to cover today as well is Hurricane Harvey and the things that are going on down in Texas. And I can first off say that it's pretty crazy to see the amount of things that have gone on down there in Texas, considering I've been through like 6 or 7 hurricanes myself and didn't really think they were a big deal. You know, the tornado parts scare me more than the hurricane itself, but holy cow, the flooding. I have my producer on the line. He's going to tell you what he has to say about it as well.
What?
Hi.
Hey, how's everybody? How y'all doing?
I'm doing awesome. We just had the intro. I think it's a game come in, and we're just saying that. We kind of got two topics going on for today.
Yeah. Yeah. Some juicy stuff. What you got? What's the second topic?
Well, you gave me a phone call the other day, and we were talking about some stuff, and so I was, like, going to take you seriously, and so I titled today's subject.
Oh.
When you have a breakup, are you breaking up with their friends, too?
Oh, yeah. You breaking up with their friends, too. Yeah, that's a deep subject right now. When you breaking up somebody, you're breaking up with their friends, too. I don't know. You know, I say, yeah. What do you say?
It's definitely something to take into consideration the next time I decide to date. I'm like, who's their friend?
Because some people are friends you tolerate because they friends anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, yeah, I'm broke up with that joke. Yeah, all right. See you, man. Nah, man. I was only your friend because, you know. But, nah, it ain't like that, though. A friend is a friend, you know, true indeed. But, you know what I'm saying? But, it's all on the Lord.
There's a lot of frenemies out there, too, though. There's a lot of frenemies out there. People don't want your friends, so they can come up on something.
Well, who ain't trying to come up right now, man? It's crazy world we in right now, but good God almighty, man. Walk outside,
I know.
You see a man with a cup. You walk inside, it's a man in a suit. Both of them asking you for money. I'm you got to figure out if you want the man, get a man in the store the money or the man outside the store the money. Either way, you effed in the game because you getting killed. All this stuff they selling us, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, snap. We got it. We got our first caller. I'm going to go ahead, and I do believe this is my pet pig. We had an awesome time out with you.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. However, I think I left the keyboard to my computer in the hotel room when I tried to wake up after not sleeping at all.
Yeah.
Since I used the touch screen, and I still can hammer that. But question of the day when you break up with someone, do you break up with their friends too?
Well, funny you say that, because my ex was friends with a lot of people that we were had friends in common with, and they don't talk to her anymore, but they still talk to me.
Yeah.
Ooh. Burn.
But you know, it is what it is.
That's kudos though, man. That's kudos though. But they didn't say what type of person she is. I mean,
not everybody can be a cool pick.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if out of the two, if y'all friends and they say, you know what, I'm not friends with her anymore, but you're cool, man, then guess what? She's not cool. And you have 1, 2, 3, not 4, but 5 opinions just to show. Yeah, she's not cool. So, yes, I see your point. I see your standpoint.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What you say, Sam? It's a lot of frenemies out there too, though.
There are. Hey, but this guy's a true. This guy's a true character. Definitely. I know that we missed last week because we were out in Vegas, but the week before we did go. But actually, last week while we were supposed to be doing the show, we were getting ready for this party at the Vanity Club and. Las Vegas, and I didn't know that they were having a costume contest. We had planned, I don't know if you remember me saying something about, we had planned on him being my pet pig. Well, somehow, he ends up in the costume contest. He actually got third place in the costume contest at Vanity for his pictures in the magazine. Kind of awesome.
Nothing like being surrounded by a bunch of beautiful ladies when you're dressed like a pig.
Oh, snap. Hey, man. You know what? It'll probably only happen once in a lifetime.
You got a picture taken with L.A. Hef, too.
Yeah, and I hung out with Hef for a little while and all that other good stuff, you know.
Yeah, I had the Playboy mansion. Oh, yeah.
No.
No, he was actually at the club that we were all hanging out at. He was there with the princess. And
nice.
He's actually a pretty nice guy. Talk to him for a few minutes. He's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, he's like,
well, speaking of him, I think we're gonna go into our next song. Let's get some flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. I'm going to play that last one again before we leave in case people didn't hear it when they come on. Should be jumping on the line late. Everybody just remember 619-924-0897. Press number 1. If you are listening to an archive and want to catch us live, we're live Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Central. And we'd love to have you join us on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hey, I want to say to all of the people that's out there going through Hurricane Harvey, my support is with you right now. If you want to call in and make sure, you know, to tell us you're safe, then that's cool also, man. Just let us know that you're okay. I mean, because we do love you. We do care about you, and including the people in Florida, including the people in Louisiana. We're not, you know, showing no favoritism in them, but, you know, it's a lot of stuff happening right now. So if you just want to call in and let everybody know you're safe, man, go ahead, feel free to call in and give us a shout-out, man.
It's crazy. I didn't think much about hurricanes until I went through one. And the first one I went through, I actually went to the shelter because I was terrified. I didn't know what it was. You know, I grew up in Tornado Alley, so I'm like, yeah, what is it? You know, it must be bad if you get a warning 4 or 5 days in advance that this thing is coming. And, you know, when you see people start to evacuate, because I live on Beachside, and you're like, where do I even go? Like, where there's a storm coming. I don't know if I'm going to have a home to come home to. You know, and you just get in your car and go. It's crazy.
Yeah, you don't.
With the impending storm. All I can tell anybody for advice is make sure that your car is always full of gas, because that's one of the first things that get gone during a hurricane. Make sure that once you do lose power, that you take out enough food for 3 days and don't open the freezer again. Because the more times you open it, the faster that thing's going to thaw, and there's no telling how long you're going to be without food. The grocery stores sell out quick, and when there's that much hazard in the area, they don't have time. They don't even have a way. You know, there's power lines down on all these roads and stuff. You know, the companies don't even have a way to bring and replenish food. Certain foods,
and I can't,
by law,
I can't
once
even,
the power goes out, they have to pull it. Milk, you're not
going to
find milk.
The flood, I mean, all of the water, I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine it, trying to get through it and losing all of your valuables and your stuff. Can't even imagine it, man. I feel so sorry for those people, man. My heart goes to those people, man. I just can't imagine.
And that's like some of, if you live in a floodplain, that's one of the things that not a lot of insurance companies always can cover that, you know? So it's crazy. What blew me away is that there's people, you know, all these people are going down to help these people. You know, they're loading up their pickup trucks, you know, all these rednecks heading down there to help out.
Uh-huh.
And can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, I seen it.
But the thing is, there's still power lines down. So, like, they're in these metal boats, and they're coming up next to these power lines and stuff. And the power lines are magnetically pulling the boats into them. There's been rescue people killed because the electric current are still in the water. And I'm like, holy cow.
The not to mention the water itself, right? They say the water itself is so contaminated with E. coli bacteria and other large bacteria agents, harmful bacteria agents, that a small child has no chance in the water. And it's sad right now, man, because you don't know, you know, who's still in that stuff, who's not, who hasn't been able to get reached, because it stretches for miles and miles and miles. Say 100,000 houses were affected, you know. I mean, my heart goes out to those people, man. Really does. My heart's kind of heavy. Now, I'm looking forward. I hope they, you know, jump back, snap back. That's all I can say.
Right? Shout out to the president. Hold off on that wall building until after all them illegals help build back their back.
Yeah. You want to build a wall, build a dam.
Right? That is no joke right there. no joke at all. And what's really sad, and someone pointed out that, you know, the president, and no one declared a state of emergency until like 2 or 3 days after all this shit went down. But here we are, you know, Florida is already in the entire state in a state of emergency because there is a pending storm going to hit the south part of the part of Florida. And I understand that, you know, Texas has tried to segregate itself from America, but that doesn't mean that we should love them any less than any of the other states that are on this country, you know? Like,
Look, if Trump talking about building a wall that will make us invincible while these hurricanes can't get through it, I'm for it. But if you just talking about the Mexicans down there, man, come on, man. You're gonna
My friends
build a wall
are having
Mexico, man. That's messed up. Then you just belt that sheriff out. You know what? I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to. Because you know what? And to each his own, everybody got their own opinion. This is America. You got to love it. And I do like some of the stuff, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to go boss hog on them, you know what I'm saying? But,
right. It's crazy because, like, I have friends in Canada that, you know, they come down here to hang out with their relatives and stuff, and they've been getting, like, major hassles at the airport. You know, some of them weren't even allowed to come. One of my friends was on a flight, and she said that there were 17 people on that one plane that got told they're not allowed to fly out of Canada into America. She said that they straight up will go on your Facebook, check out your Facebook, everything. Like, they're just not, they terrorize you at the airport now.
They say he's supposed to announce tomorrow where he's going to cancel the DREAM Act for scholarships and stuff for the people coming over the border, the immigrants and stuff. You know, the DREAM program. Yeah, he's talking about ending it tomorrow. Talking about ending it tomorrow. So it's going to be a big political fallout about that. Because a lot of people feel that program is it's not hurting nobody. It's not doing anything. And plus, it's a large – we benefit greatly from the program. So, I mean, I don't understand what's the basis of this. Oh, my God. Somebody point me into a smart direction. You know?
It's crazy. You know, we need that. We need – I mean – There was a Tower of Babel, and it put us all against each other and created the languages or whatever. That's the story, you know, because we all became one, and we're, like, trying to go against the person in charge, and they're kind of – he's, like, trying to do it again, you know. It's kind of like the new Tower of Babel. Like, unless you're English predominantly, you can't come into this land, you know. So weird. But let's be unified, though.
Yeah, it was a two-headed snake at first. One snake head got bit off, and the other one out here still hissing, and everybody still surprised. Y'all knew he was a snake? Shoot, everybody just chill out. Let him quit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you heard the tale of a woman who found a snake on the side of the road that was all messed up and stuff, like a car had hit him, and it was all messed up and stuff. All right, so she took the snake home, and she nursed it and, you know, and got him back. So he all healthy one day, so she walked back in there to get rid of it, you know, because he's looking all vibrant and stuff, and he bit her. So she looked at the snake and said, well, why didn't you bite me? And he looked at her and said, bitch, you knew I was a snake when you pissed me up.
Right? Oh, I've had a couple of ex-boyfriends like that. Let me tell you. let's hear some from some fat sacks about that for that mighty dollar.
Yeah. That mighty dollar. Yeah.
Like Rico did me. For that mighty dog.
Nigga kill their own mom. Nigga kidnap your kid. Look how Rico did me. Hit the street, pull the trick. Nigga call their own mom. Nigga kidnap your kid. Look how Rico did me. Hit the street, pull the trick. Now ain't that money a motherfucker? It had your trap. Do what she never thought you'd do. Shooting folk, you never thought you'd shoot. All for that mighty dog. When you broke, that ain't stun you. You got them whole hollers screaming your name. All for that mighty dog. Loyalty don't mean shit when it comes to that mighty dog. They say money don't make you happy, but it solve a lot of problems. Nigga, you grew up with a key for that mighty dog. The judge will let you off all murder if you got that mighty dog. He come from the struggle, ain't never had shit. Made it mine, no, he we're gon' hit a lid. Rock the cornerstone, fucked around and killed him, killed him. Got him like Zen, off of that mighty dollar.
Money, that devil sign. Boy, for that mighty dollar. And people swear you got it too sometimes. For that mighty dollar. This is, some people see an image and swear they know what's going on with it. I done met a lot of artists, man, that's just artists. But you'll swear that, you know, they had $1 million. It's just the image, brother. It's just the image.
Fake it until you make it.
Yeah, no. Fake it until you make
it. You gotta act the part until you get the part.
Act the part until you get the part. All right. And you better know it. And you better know it. Now, what you got next on the list? Better believe
it.
What you got next on the list?
Love my city.
I'm saying like, I love my city. Oh, my God. That, you know what? Do you love your city?
I mostly love my city. Every city got stuff that they need to fix, but I do. I love my city.
Oh, man. You love your city? My city is kind of strange, but every time I go away, I just can't leave. I got to come back, man. It's just nothing like Atlanta, man. It's just nothing like Atlanta, man.
You want to know one of the best things I love about my city is the woman who is always going around with a bucket of roses to all of the bars, having guys buy the flowers. She has been a constant in the city for at least 6 years that I've known of, and she's probably been here for 20 years before that, but the flower lady, I call her Ma. She's so fucking awesome. That's one of the best things about the city, you know, one of the constants. You know, she's kind of like an icon.
Yeah, like a landmark or something, huh? Like a legend, like a street legend.
She is a street legend. I ain't even kidding. Everybody knows the flower lady. If you don't, you ain't been to Peoria. Not at the right bar.
Shout out to the flower lady. All right. Yeah, we got a couple of them in Atlanta like that. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Miss Ann. Miss Ann Ghetto Burger. Everybody knew about the Ghetto Burger. Oh, man, we got the famous man downtown who yells at everybody. He just, yelling. He's preaching, though. He preaches, so you have to listen to him. Be holding some signs telling you he's going to hell. He's going, ah! Hey, damn, buddy. Okay, I hear you. All right. So, everything is changing. I think it's changing for the better. I love my city. You love your city. We love our city. Yeah.
People are so crazy. Someone just posted on there. I'm like, call the number. Call into the radio thing. Some idiot just said, is that the phone number for free electricity? Yeah, go ahead and call it. We'll zap your ass back to reality. What the fuck is wrong with people?
What?
He said, is that the phone number for free electricity? No, it's to Taze and Time radio station, but I'm pretty sure we can shock him if he does call in, right? God.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. If that ain't that's a joke right now. You got to be kidding. That didn't really just happen.
Go look at my profile. I'm not even kidding. The guy looks creepy as hell, and thank God he ain't from my city because I love my city.
Oh my god. Look, that's a. I'm gonna use that, man. I'm gonna use that. Yo, pop, so dumb. Called in the Taser Time Radio and asked if it was a free electric company. Hell no.
that might bring us to our next song. Never graduated.
Oh no, man. Nah, man. Oh, shit. Oh, drive it.
I got it.
Special right here, man. Guess I just don't believe in losing, kid.
Hey, what's happening, man? Layla.
Okay. All right, that's all right. That was dedicated. Can't hear
I wasn't even playing. Did you see his profile picture?
Can I say his name? Can I say his name, please? Can I say his name?
I don't care. I don't, yeah, he blasted his damn self. Go ahead.
Nah, okay.
I don't know who he
that
is.
That song was dedicated to George Morris.
From Beacon.
Asking if it was electricity. Free electricity.
Free electricity. Oh, I thought when I first saw it, I was like, I had to read it twice. I'm like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? And then I was like, oh, got jokes. Jokes on you, son. Today.
Yeah. It's table time.
And every day
we
that matter, it's getting archived.
We're going to need that deposit. You want to cut your lights off, we're going to need that deposit. Go ahead and sit it on over here. It's table time. Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm pretty shocking, but I don't think I can light up your house without getting in trouble
oh.
for it. Got a fucking matches or two in the other room, but.
So you'll be a different kind of shop.
Oh,
oh my God.
Amazing.
This is a shocking experience. Oh, my God.
I had to tag you in that. That shit fucking made my day. I'm like, how? You know, just, I don't even know. There's no explaining that. There's no explaining it. Hey, I bet you he calls himself a photographer, too. Creepy ass fucking camera. Oh, my God. There's no way I could look or even, as a professional, look any sort of sexy looking at that. No. No.
Oh,
and that was on that.
Yeah, let me go to it too. Let me see what it. Oh my God, what is that? What kind of camera is that?
That's what we call a GWC, look. A guy with camera. But I bet you he tells everybody he's a photographer.
Bro, what is that? That Bernie, camera?
Let me shoot some nudes of you. It's okay.
Do it say RC? Do it say RCA on the front of the camera, man?
I'm about to go
RCA
look.
Clothes? Oh my God. I ain't never seen a silver camera.
Old as fuck. It's like vintage, isn't it?
That's a flow model camera.
He's an IT. We better watch out.
Oh,
he's
shit.
He's an
IT.
IP. He's a computer programming or whatever.
Ah, man. So, program these.
Oh my God. I just made the show. Face card,
oh
good. You
God.
Ready for the next hit?
Hey man, let's start down. Let's get it.
My face card, good. My face card good, my name hold weight. I heard in the leader, my whip came straight. My face card good, my name hold weight. I heard in the leader, my whip came straight. 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 Money, I'm a Cicero nigga. SRP, money. Ask anybody that know about me. I've been getting to the money. Stay low key. I ain't talking to a nigga unless you're talking cash money. My pockets on swole.
Yeah.
Never on swim.
Yeah.
The way we working out might need a new gym.
I
can stand watching weight. Put it on the scale.
Hey.
Gained a few pounds. Put away the scale.
My face card good. My name hold weight. Straight.
My whip game straight. My whip game straight. I've been selling yay since yay high. Just pluck the chicken, watch this deep fry. No, I'm not a Muslim, but I'm selling pie. Yes, I am the teacher, arm and hammer high. Mr. Sandwich bad, Mr. Paper bad. Mr. I just made a hole and out of hand. Mr. He don't get it, we gon' rub his ass. But I'm trying to be Mr. B. Bumping MJ juice like an 8-ball.
Diamonds in my
grill, I'm on my power wall. Keep a bunch of young bloods on my Sean Paul. Wrist in the pot, going A-wall. First of the month, J's all at the door. And they yelling, yeah, yo. All my life, know I've been on this fucking road. Cooking up that, yeah, yo. My weight's going good. My name overweight. I heard in the hood. My whip gang straight. My face going good. My name overweight. I heard in the hood. My whip gang straight. My whip gang straight. My whip gang straight.
My whip came straight. My whip came straight.
Some funny stuff right there.
Man, what's going on with this camera, though, guy? What's going on with this camera, guy? I'm saying, do you have...
I don't even know.
I can't
believe you left
photo.
That comment up there.
Creepy. Look at the photo. Without the photo looking at me.
Holy shit. I didn't know why. It's like it's coming through the screen or something. It's creeping ass. Oh my god.
It's creepy, man. Oh my god. This is beyond creepy, dude. I don't know. It's like special effects on there. For real. Like you.
Hey, no, he has a whole 51 people liking his business page.
Man.
Oh,
what people liking his. Oh, my God.
51.
Hey, what is going on, though? Let me see. What is on the front of this? Is it RCA, though? Tell me that's an RCA camera.
Dude,
so
I
RCA,
was trying to pull
out.
Oh, my God.
No, you know what? We're going to stop. Because he just...
Before we start calling him Nathan,
he was at a flea market.
Keep him away from your kids.
Oh man.
Molly and James.
Oh man. This guy right here just threw me. He just threw the whole table. Oh, he took the table to another level. Oh my goodness, man. Oh man. Hey, so, Sid, what you eat today, man?
I didn't eat shit today. I ate some Dairy Queen and some pizza. Probably both of the worst things you could have. My pizza.
You going to hell?
I am going to hell. Yeah, I'm like alcohol poisoning yesterday. I had to eat something carby today, man. I drank too much on Saturday night. I woke up on Sunday. My head hurt the whole day. I was like, what the hell are you doing? No damn fireball.
Man,
what'd you eat today?
I was on daddy daycare duty today. I went outside in my garden with my daughter. We showed her how to ride a bike. We ate gummy bears. She had some watermelon and had some lemonade.
Watermelon and lemonade.
Watermelon gummy bear. Don't you forget them gummy bears. Gummy bears.
My gummy bears can't be eaten by kids.
Oh, right. Depending on what kind of kids you talking about. Because some of my kids could be eating. No, I'm sorry. You left that out.
Some fucked up gummy bears.
Some fucked up gummy bears and fucked up kids.
Oh,
not my kids. Oh, man.
Them kids was wishful thinking kids.
Oh, man. Don't you start. Y'all cranking Cynthia up, but.
We got like three songs left. Who's ready to hit the
next one? Oh, my God.
Molly and
Jane. I don't know what this is about.
That's
a gummy bear.
Okay.
Blowing up,
okay.
Now my hate is kind of work. Making plays, no color part. With my two girls, now my vision blur.
Vision blur, who you with?
Man, Molly and Mark, Molly and Mark, Molly and Mark. Molly and Mark. I got no worries. I'm with Molly. I'm with Mark. Keep a bad chick like the old one, Holly Burns. If you mad, dick, beat the cat up. Tom and Jerry, I'm talking mad shit. Bitch, I'm ballin' like I'm Stephen Curry. Hold up, shout out to my haters. Number one, motivator. I'ma need a translator. Boy, I'm always on my grind like a goddamn skater. Hold on, let me catch my breath. I've been chasing paper. Pop the Molly, I'm sweating. Throwing money, they fetching. Married to my money. Molly and Murray, my wedding. Put the bands up in my checking. Throw my hands up for my weapon. Try me in them goons. I had your hands up like you stretching. I'm with Miss Cyrus and Miss Jane, so you know my night gonna be insane. Then they see woods and I spit flame. I'm just warming up like it's spring. You a freaky girl, then I'm Rick James. Like a scarecrow, I'm trying to get brains. I'm high as hell, no airplane. You can't tell me shit, I feel like everything. Blowing up, now my haters kind of work. Making plays, no color part. With my two girls, now my vision blur.
Vision blur, who you with?
Yeah, my God, what the hell is you saying in here? Mary. I got a call test.
This shit. I'm ashamed.
Hey. Guess what? Football season is upon us. Next week is the start of football. Yes. Guess what, ladies? That means for one day out of the week, you will know where your man is. In the house. In front of the TV.
He probably ain't going to be in the house. Probably going to be over at somebody else's house. He'll be watching the game.
Now, man, for the first, I'm going to tell you now, for the first couple of weeks, man, guys be liking to watch the game at home because they don't want to be embarrassed if their team really don't start, you know, playing like they really supposed to be playing. You know what I mean? You don't want to be out in public with the, you know, the whole jersey on and everything, and you know what I'm saying? Then you out there like, yeah, we're going to kick ass. Walk in the restaurant and it's like, 20 other people on the other team are like, man, dude, what you doing here? Yeah, we're going to kick your old ass today, man. Shit. That'd be the last.
People don't play around with their football either. People don't play around with their football teams either. I'd be like wearing gang colors into a bar. You go in after a game after you lost.
Boy,
you the wrong color today.
Why you tripping? Katrina hit New Orleans, and the next year they won the Super Bowl. So guess who's going to win the Super Bowl next year?
Right, because they're unified. That's why, because they're unified.
The Texans going to win next year.
Why? Well, put some money on it.
Right here. I'm putting money on it. Yep. I'm going to put $100,000. Anybody want to bet some Monopoly money, call me right now. I will open my board game right now, go down there and get $100,000. We ain't even got a roll of dice, man. We can just bet on the game. All right?
If you win, you have to donate 10% of your winnings to the radio show because you were told here that you needed to place your bets on him.
I said, you know, we've been Monopoly money, baby. You hear me say, I'm going down there, open up my Monopoly. Monopoly game, boy. And we betting $100,000 Monopoly money, man.
Is there even $100,000 in Monopoly money? Like, you got to open two games for that?
Sell for property?
I think I got one over here we could put together.
Boardwalk.
I got a 309 number calling. I wonder if that's that creepy dude. Oh my god! I told him he said, "I'm glad I can make you laugh." I said, "No, that shit's dumb as fuck." Taser Time Radio, you're live. Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hello. Who do we got?
Introduce yourself, bro. Oh, man, we got one of them quiet dudes.
Mute him and unmute him.
Hey, man, you can't be calling us doing that, man. Can't call us and be doing that, man.
Okay, do you know your phone just got unmuted? Who's on the line? 309-351 number. I'm about to give your number out, and people will send you random ass pictures. He ain't gonna speak up.
Wait, he on the phone now? He on the line now?
Yeah, he's still on the line. 309-351-32.
Yeah, okay. I saved you, buddy. I saved you.
I wasn't going to
We're going to get you there. But that let you know, don't call in here and be playing with Cent, man. She would call you out, man. Don't Connor Hill play with shit, man. Don't Connor Hill play with shit. She would cut it. She would call you out, man. I told you that time.
You just got cut off. Your power getting cut off. And you know, free shit today.
Oh my God.
I'm not gonna write this number now. I'm calling back. Ask him to hook it up. Not right now.
I'm supposed to call and order some. Find out where it is and order some pieces from there. Tell her you want 17 pieces, man. You call it for a high school football team. Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that again.
we hit our time, but we still got two more songs. You want to play? Want to play?
Oh, it's Hello, Yo, Girl.
I'm here for you, girl. It's all on you, girl. We can play. We can
show. And then let's
do it
live. What you want to play?
From the jump?
Huh?
Would you from all the right.
jump? Yeah, let's do it. From the jump.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah. Me and my niggas never jump, 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 jump. Try to put your hand in my stand, that's a no-no. I'm smoking cushion, dodging paparazzi, taking photos. Woods wearing white tee, now I'm rocking polo. And hell no, nah, nigga, we ain't going broke no more. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real. When I fall out in this bitch, nigga, I be hella fresh. In the club, on that gas, smoke a blunt to myself. Yeah. Getting money, living life, got that tatted on my chest. Boy, these streets ain't no game, earn your stripes like a rep. Don't talk about the city, nigga, cause I run that. Dollar signs in my eyes like I'm wearing contacts. Don't smoke a lot of kush, your bitch get high on contacts. These niggas asking questions, I'm like, no comment. No comment. Real from the jump, no, I never switch. No 30 on my neck, woo. Same for the wrist. Woo. Came from the bottom, now I'm getting rich. No new nigga, no. Same old click. Bitch. Try to put your hand in my stand, that's a no-no. I'm smoking cushion, dodging proper rocks and taking photos. Woods wearing white tee, now I'm rocking polo. And hell no, nah, nigga, we ain't going broke no more. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump.
A lot of niggas hella fake, so I don't fuck with too many. Woo. All my niggas eating good, boy, your pockets hella skinny. Woo. In the club, shooting jumpers, you can call me Brandon Jennings. Yeah. All I know is get this paper, watch me stack it to the ceiling. Smoking presidential, call it Ronald Reagan. Pussy niggas hating, yeah. Tell them hold a statement. Getting to this money, that's my first occupation. And if you looking for me, then I'm out here on the pavement. Real front of jump, I never change it. I'd rather get money, fuck being famous. Niggas out here playing, so I gotta keep it stainless. Brush up off the light, yeah, the dry top brainless, bitch.
Try to put your hand in my sack, that's a no-no. I'm smoking cushion, dodging paparazzi, taking photos. Woods wearing white tee, now I'm rocking polo. And hell no, nah, nigga, we ain't going broke no more. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real. Try to put your hand in my sack, that's a no-no. I'm smoking cushion, dodging paparazzi, taking photos. Woods wearing white tee, now I'm rocking polo. And hell no, nah, nigga, we ain't going broke no more. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump. Me and my niggas kept it real from the jump.
Yeah.
Keeping it. Keeping
it real from the job. Keeping it real from the job. Keeping it real from the job.
Yes, we do. That's what we're doing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, man.
What a show today, man. That dude made my day. I'm like,
oh, man. Oh, man. Look, this song right here just went off, man. Look. I had to ask. Nah, you know what? We're going to say that for next week. We're going to say that for next week. Oh, wait, man, I'll tell you about this subject here, buddy. But, I just be wondering, like that, man. Like that. Look, I just want to know, man. Well, why do people be in the car by themselves and a song like this come on? Do y'all say the N-word?
Someone said something to me the other day about the N-word, and I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? I got called that because you. I was on the phone with you. I'm like, I got called nigga like 10 fucking times today. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know what I'm
He's
saying?
Like, what? He looked at me like, bitch, you're white. I'm like, and I had to explain to him that that ain't a color word. That's an action word. Like, the fuck?
Yeah, really. Be your
it can either mean
person.
Friend or asshole.
Yeah. Well, it really just means you're an evil person no matter what color you are. But, yeah, you know, I'm just saying, I want to know, like, if a song come on and the song be jamming, like, you know, ain't nobody around, you know what I'm saying? On roll the windows up, me and my nigga kept it real from the jump. Me and my nigga. When I follow in a club with the.
With that, bang your head until your neck and your shoulders.
Yeah, but that's a different kind of, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You can't even be an artist and get mad at that, man. Because it ain't like somebody holding a sign up, burning a cross in your yard or something. They just jamming out with you, man. They rocking with you, man. That's the difference right now, man. We got to learn how to control it, how to know what it is. Because everybody want to have fun, man. Everybody want to have fun. That's right.
We're going to bring them a new experience?
Bring in a new experience, man. Me and Cool Lace. That's right. This is the original. Your boy. You are truly.
Keep my beef.
I got a different agenda. you've never been. Girl, let me take you.
Places that you've never been. Let me take you. That laugh, oh my God, it's so your laugh at the end.
You'll know that anyway if you heard it. Come on. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We need a new experience, America. We need to all wake up and start doing what our ancestors did a long time ago, and that's community, taking care of community, not us reaching out for whoever's above us, because that's how they stay above us.
Shit, ancestors. Shit.
You're not going back that far, though.
I'm saying shit. When I was born, there wasn't no damn internet out. Shit. I told my daughter, I said, look, man, when I was your age, we used to listen to Walkmans and cassette players. And she
used to play the Atari.
What is a cassette player, Daddy?
Oh, shit,
Atari,
right?
Atari 2600 with the one button on there. Oh, my God. Coleco
Did you tell her about the VCR?
Oh, oh no, not the VCR. Not
you
the
didn't
VCR.
Break out the VCR?
Oh, man, not the VCR. I forgot all about when bootlegs used to be over on VCR tape.
Oh.
When dudes used
to, you have to rewind that shit on your own.
When dudes used to be at the gas station with the big VCR tape trying to sell them instead of the CD. Hey man, I got that new Batman.
We need a poop. Got some PR up in here.
Look, if you wind too, now we wind too. Nah, you don't remember the big beta in school. The big beta tapes they had. Big World War III film they had on there. You had to watch in school. Roll that big old thing out. Like, what the hell is this thing coming out here?
Oh, the reel, the movie reel thing with the big guy. The projector.
Yeah. No,
I
know the big.
We
were
listening to A-Tracks when we were going.
The beta ones, the ones that look like a big VCR tape that they used to have in school. You know, we had the regular VCR tape, right? But then when you went to school, they had this big, big beta VCR with like three buttons on that juggle, man. Good Lord. Woo, wait. But look it up. I bet you they don't even do no hearing tests and shit no more at school, man. You walk in there, have them big ass gray headphones on there.
Oh, that just assuming nobody can hear because they ain't paying attention, probably.
Oh, my God. Man.
It's crazy to think about all the things that have occurred since we were kids, you know. The shit, we used to have curfew. We knew when the light came on, you better get your ass home.
Man, can you think about all of that shit that you learned in school that you got a whipping and shit for if you didn't motherfucking learn? And now you grown, you will never use that shit.
even if you did, they changed the math. The math was the most important thing that you needed to learn. They done changed that shit. You ain't going to understand
man.
It now.
Oh,
it's
my
whole
God.
Whole different system.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know what's going on now, man. You know, we got a transgender school here in Atlanta now, man.
Oh,
elementary
God,
school. Yeah, that's crazy, man. It's elementary, my dear Watson. Elementary.
That's fucking crazy. You know, I could understand it maybe in middle school, but elementary school?
Yeah, you got to give them a choice, man. Give them a choice, man. Golly.
Definitely got to give them a choice. I think middle school even would be too early for that. High school, you know, then they form their opinion on what they want to be, and then you can let them out.
I'm just saying, though.
we all have that in the closet with our best friend experience when we're young, but we don't usually make up our minds until we're older.
Nah, you know what's going to be? The doctor's going to be pulling them out and slapping them on the ass. Be like, psh, the baby's going to say, meh. Oh, yeah, he's going to the gay school. Put him over there and get the gay kids. All right, psh, this one didn't cry. All right, he's a grown man. Sit him over there. Like, what the
oh
hell?
My goodness. Yeah, some type
be
of way.
Babies at birth. Be judging that babies at birth, man. What's wrong with you guys, dude? Sad, man. That's what this world coming to. I know half of that shit that I learned, I ain't never fucking used. I'm mad at my teacher, man. I got to call some of them, man. I got to call, man.
You know, it wouldn't be so bad, and they wouldn't have to have one of them transgender fucking schools for elementary kids if people stop hating on motherfuckers. You know, that people hate on people all the damn time. That's what creates shit like that. And then they want to hate on that. The problem is that you created the problem. They created the solution. They don't want their kids picked on because their children are gay parents. It's not,
well,
you know, we can't even blame it on them. They created the solution, you know. But it's still fucked up.
That ain't no solution. That's an alternative.
Right.
That ain't no solution. That's an alternative. The solution is to just stop hating.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know. We need a chemist to make some no hate pills. No hate pills. We all be walking around like zombies for sure. You wouldn't know what to do.
Nah, everybody
hate on people.
Smoke some good weed and have sex. That's all. Everybody in the whole world. And everybody would be okay. Like, hey, man, just like. Like what it was, the 70s, Woodstock. It was all
right.
Yeah, man. What happened to those dudes, man?
Sex, drugs, and music.
What happened to the hippies, man? The hippies was the coolest era of the entire century, I think. The hippie era, man, where everybody's
People tell me all the time when people describe me that don't know me, they're like, dude, you're like a hippie gypsy. And I'm like, a naked hippie gypsy.
A hippie gypsy. Oh, now, don't make me start calling you hippie gypsy now. What's up, hippie gypsy? Hi,
it's
hippie
my
gypsy.
Soul, though.
I am.
It's all groovy over here.
Man, between you and the dude calling in, talking about, you can take the time and listen. It's free election. What's up,
dog? Oh, he looked like he needs some sort of hotline for sure, and it ain't no free electric hotline.
Oh, it's gonna be slower than a snail, boy. Good Lord. Oh my God.
I just make jokes. I didn't say I was very good. And I'm like, that shit wasn't even a joke. That was fucking just funny as hearted.
I couldn't believe that was real,
funny.
Man. I can't believe
I knew you
real,
couldn't
man.
Believe it. That's why I tagged her ass.
Man. You know, somebody gave me a fake friend request right after that too. Like somebody from Vegas too. I'm like, what in the world? Don't do it like
oh,
that.
I get them all the time. Oh, I have some due today. How listen to how messed up this is, because I have my Snapchat thing, and one of these guys was like, it's totally worth it. How about some rant? And I'm pretty sure it's like a catfish profile, and I should have reported it as a fake profile before I blocked them. But how about they snooped on that dude's profile and was like, you're married, and then messaged dude's wife. Dude's wife ended up cussing this guy out. He's like, you don't even know her. Shame on you for judging her before you ever knew her. And he's like, dying. Because
wow.
I'm like, damn, wifey done known about it.
Wow.
That's the other thing I dealt with today, speaking of fake profiles. Like, I was like, how are you going to, not block, block. How are you going to rat people out to their wife? Like, no. You don't do that.
Wow.
But couples who play together, stay together, right? Couples who play together, stay together. So
well, you
I'm
know,
glad his wife already
you
knew
know.
About that.
You know, Look, boy, I'm trying to tell you, boy, me and Washi, boy, the only thing nobody can understand our relationship, you would have to be some kind of... I married my best friend, man. You know what I'm saying? You would have to be some kind of special person to understand what we got, man. You at least have to know, sir, know the industry and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. But, you know, people make accusations. You know, people assume a lot of stuff just by the images and, you know, what we leave out there. And we leave it out there on purpose for you guys. But, damn, man, Taser Time Radio, we thought that y'all could get that one simple.
Oh, yes. Crazy, crazy. Bring out the woodwork, I tell you. It's our job to entertain the crazy people.
Yeah, that's how y'all be having
these guys
out here. Look, you see wifey and your picture, man. Y'all be having these guys going crazy out here. So he get to looking at your picture and be like, oh, my God. What was I looking at again? And then the wife walk in. Yeah, I was kind of Taser. Yeah, it's an electric company. Yeah. Look, you don't believe me? I'm gonna type it. You can see. Oh, you know, he might have just got caught and he was trying to play it off. You know what I'm saying? Like.
You see nah, come
like,
on. That dude ain't got no wife. You saw his picture. You saw his. No, he does have a wife, actually. I think I did see that.
Oh, my God. We've been popping.
Yeah, we about to save the rest of this shit for next week. We can entertain your asses all week long, but we got to wait till next Monday to bring you back some of the juicy, fun, crazy stuff and some awesome new music. About to turn it up.
You know what? I think we're going to probably have something special for him next week. We'll talk about it. We got something special. See, we've been working last week, and the week before that, we had a little malfunction. Then the week before that, you know, we was, you know. But y'all stay tuned. You think dude called in to ask us if we was at electric carpet. Y'all really going to be shocked.
Oh, my goodness. I have. I need to look up my friend. I had him. He's a. I gotta tell you about it off the air. You gotta be in on the inside joke.
Oh my god. I know it's kind of crazy.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna hit this button. We're gonna send them on their way.